Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. In a note sent by email, text to various parents and students in the Region 1 school district yesterday, Superintendent Lisa Carter notified everybody that she received news a staff member at Cornwall Consolidated School had tested positive for COVID-19. Upon receiving that information, she immediately reported the case to the Torrington Area Health District. A Torrington Area Health District staff member promptly spoke to the staff member and determined that there was direct contact less than 6 feet for 15 minutes or more with three other staff members during a lunch meeting last week. For all other meetings during that time, teachers were outside more than 6 feet apart and wearing masks. The staff member who tested positive will be at home isolation until cleared to return to work. The three staff members who had direct contact will quarantine at home and monitor symptoms for 14 days from the date of contact. Since it's a week of professional learning at the Region 1 district for teachers, no students were present in the school. In view of the outcome, though, Carter went on to say the rest of the Cornwall staff safely can continue their professional learning schedule as planned for the week. School will open to students on September 8th as scheduled. The principal is arranging for substitute teachers to cover classes while staff members are out of the building. Note that the number of direct contacts with the staff members was mitigated to a number of factors, including staff meetings which were held outside, staff members remained separated by 6 feet or more, and staff members all wore face masks. All administrators and Region 1 staff have been made aware of the situation. All the safety protocols have been followed under the close supervision of the Torrington Area Health District staff. They'll continue to monitor the situation and will inform parents and students immediately if anything changes. If you have any questions or concerns, you can contact Lisa Carter at the Region 1 office. Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee meeting this morning at 10 o'clock. It is via Zoom. Also going on today in Cornwall at 7 o'clock, Inland Wetlands Watercourse by Zoom, and at 7:30, the Board of Selectmen via Zoom. The Falls Village Board of Education has a scheduled meeting tonight set for 6 o'clock at the Lee H. Kellogg School. The Rose Thrift Shop, located in the basement of the Immaculate Conception Church in Amenia, having their bag sale from 10 till 2 tomorrow and Saturday, September 5th. The shop will close on Wednesday the 9th and reopen on the 12th. The Town of Kent regular Board of Education meeting at Kent Center School is set for tomorrow at 5 p.m. Amenia, Dover, Pauling, Unionvale seniors age 60 and over, you're invited to the Dutchess County Office for Aging's free drive-through senior picnic on Thursday from 11 until 1 at Thomas J. Poyce Park in Wingdale. To reserve your pickup time, 866-486-2555. It's limited to 350 reservations, an $8 fee for those under 60. The state of Connecticut has a continuation of evidentiary hearing on the Kent cell towers. That'll happen on Thursday via Zoom. The conference begins at 2 o'clock. Also on Thursday, the Vintage Race and Sports Car Parade starts off at Lime Rock and goes for a tour through the towns and then comes back to Lime Rock. It begins at 4 p.m. Also coming up on Thursday, the conversation with Congressperson Johanna Hayes happens via Zoom through Cornwall, Connecticut. Region 1 Board of Education has a special meeting on Thursday at 6:30. That meeting is via Zoom. The Town of Amenia Town Board workshop meeting will be held on Thursday at Town Hall, first floor at 7 p.m. The Sharon Historical Society and Museum invites you to their 25th annual Sharon Treasure Sale. It runs Friday, September 4th. Beginning at 12 noon and concludes on Monday, September 7th at 12 noon. Auction items may be previewed at the Sharon Historical Society and Museum beginning on Monday of this week through Friday, September 4th between 11 and 3. Pickup items Tuesday, September 8th through Friday, September 11th between 10 and 2. The link to the auction site will be active as of Friday, September 4th at 12 noon. Go to their website for more information. Cornwall on the 5th. The farm markets continue at the village and in West Cornwall. The Cornwall Association monthly meeting on Zoom at 9 o'clock and a library book sale in Cornwall live outdoors at 10 o'clock. In news around the region, the turnout for the mass food distribution event yesterday at the Columbia County Fairgrounds was so great that some families had to be turned away. 24 pallets of food, enough for 700 families, was distributed during the Community Partnership drive-through distribution. Twice as many families showed up for the event yesterday than did the first area food distribution in May. In Connecticut, no new deaths are linked to the virus since last Friday. The positive rate remains under 1% for COVID. Meanwhile, out of Norwich, the Connecticut Department of Public Health has released its findings after investigating a COVID-19 outbreak at Three Rivers Nursing Home in Norwich. On Monday, the Department of Public Health announced the issuance of a statement of deficiency for Three Rivers Nursing Home. Health officials say 21 residents of the home and five staff members were infected. Three of the residents who tested positive died, and one is hospitalized. The Department of Public Health says other residents are segregated from residents of the home who have not tested positive. A dozen veterans from the U.S. Marines, Army, Air Force, and Navy, along with three civilians, arrived at the state capitol in Albany yesterday morning after a 22-hour walk from Kingston through parts of Greene County. Organized by the Hudson Valley Center for Veterans Reintegration Vet to Vet for Ulster County program, the 56-mile walk kicked off at 11:30 on Sunday with addresses delivered by guest speakers at Tech City in Kingston. Participants traveled up 9W through four counties and 12 towns overall. Nice story in yesterday's Republican American about a dog that was missing for years, a marble dog guarding a grave. Well, that dog was found at an antique dealer by Bunny Williams of Falls Village in New York. The antique dealer and the dog was given to Williams to bring back to Falls Village. A rededication ceremony open to the public will be held September 7th at 3 p.m. at the cemetery. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day at 28,441.00, the NASDAQ at 12,236.25, and the S&P 500 at 3510.75. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.